Howdy, folks. Nick Tomachek here. I'm here with veteran reporter and military beat reporter Jim Thompson of the Northwest Florida Daily News as well. And Jim, a lot of things have been going on with not so good things with the military up at the 7th Group this week. Can you catch us up on what's been happening?
Yeah, there were two arrests, starting with a murder arrest on Sunday, and a couple of days later, a second arrest on some child sex abuse charges involving soldiers from 7th Group. The person involved in the murder is a Green Beret soldier at 7th Group, and the other one is part of the support battalion there at the at 7th Group.
That's some hard news for a lot of folks to hear. And you spoke with the commander, Colonel Patrick Colleton, is that right? And he kind of addressed some of these things that were going on. What did he have to say?
Yeah, of course, he couldn't talk with them, couldn't talk about them in any great detail because, you know, there's some pending investigations and all that kind of thing. But what he did do was kind of talked in general about how 7th Group approaches these sorts of situations, just talking about their first responsibility or their first priority, he said, is making sure that families are the victims and surviving victims are kind of taken care of. And in that regard, he did say, in terms of at least a little news on the criminal investigations front, he did say that the daughter of the Green Beret accused of murder has been placed with some family members, and that there are all sorts of counseling services and stuff being made available to her and to the victims of the sexual assault, a 7-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl. They have an array of family resources at Eglin Air Force Base, and 7th Group also has similar opportunities available for folks, and they even have a psychologist on staff at 7th Group for troops and, you know, for families. And one of the interesting things that he said was that they also rely a lot on informal channels for, you know, reporting of issues. He said that, you know, even his office will take calls from spouses and folks who are concerned about, you know, their troops' behavior if it starts going off the rails a little bit.
I gotcha. And it's, I thought it was also interesting, what, you know, even if a crime commits outside of base, they still contact the CID. The CID there on base gets involved and works in partnership with the local law enforcement. Is that how it works? Or
yeah, it's actually not CID on base. This is their, like in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, or wherever they're headquartered. In fact, they did some interviews in the sexual abuse case from Fort Campbell. When the allegations surfaced, they talked to both of the victims and then talked to their mother and to the defendant. And that's one of the things that happened in terms of what Colonel Colleton was talking about. They started the ball rolling as soon as 7th Group heard about it. They said, we need to get you guys in front of CID. So the interesting thing, and one thing that's not particularly well explained at this point, is that the alleged abuse came in 2017, and the investigation didn't start until this year. So apparently there was some reporting lag or something, but not exactly sure why that lag was there. But Colonel Colleton pointed out that once they found out about it, it was just a matter of days before CID was interviewing those folks.
Interesting, and I'm sure we'll be following up probably a little bit later on there. Yeah. Well, Jim, I appreciate you chatting with us about this. You can read the full story and details that Jim has been working on the past few days on this. So go to nwfdailynews.com for all this. And make sure you guys check back on our website and Facebook pages. We will have soon a military podcast of sorts and have some content there for you guys to listen to. So make sure you guys check back on our Facebook pages for that. It'll be coming in the next coming weeks. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see y'all later.